What I do have is a personal take on Mr. Nemtsov, and if you allow me, I would like to bring that to play now, because he was a very equivocal figure. I had the possibility to hear and see Nemtsov quite up close in 2010, in November, when he came to Columbia University, where I was then resident, and delivered a talk to about 200 of us in a hall on just off campus. He had just arrived in New York from Washington, where he had met with Michael McFaul and with Benjamin Cardin, the senator, who was the co-author of the Sergei Magnitsky Act. And as part of his rather lengthy talk, Boris Nemtsov explained how he had advised Cardin on the need to expand greatly the scope of the sanctions then being imposed on Russia, to take in, as he termed it, all of those who were guilty of human rights violations in Russia and all of those who were guilty in electoral fraud. It was a term that was so broad, that was so vague, so subjective, that would have, that if applied, it would have the result of applying sanctions to a broad swathe of Russian officialdom, including as high as Vladimir Putin. I bring this to your attention because Nemtsov was advocating this type of sanction policy 4 years before the geopolitical contest between Russia and the European Union, or Russia and the United States, over Ukraine was on anybody's radar screen.